Welcome to the Mindset Map podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Bloomfield, mindset coach and mentor for busy women like you. This podcast will help you navigate your path to confidence, joy, and success, like a sat nav for your brain. So grab yourself a coffee, stick in your headphones, and let's get on with the episode. Good morning. Welcome back to the Mindset Map podcast with me, Rachel. Now, I am so excited to talk to you about a new series, a brand new feature of this podcast coming very, very soon. It's a brand new feature of this podcast coming really, really soon called the Resilient Mindset Series. I believe that a resilient mindset is one of the key elements to a successful business owner, if not perhaps the most important. So what exactly is a resilient mindset? How do we develop one? And why is it just so important? In this series of podcast episodes, each month, I'm going to be interviewing a truly inspiring female business owner who has overcome adversity, managed failures, dealt with grief, heartbreak, disappointment, setbacks, but still standing, still working towards their goals, and if anything, are all the stronger for it. I defy you not to be inspired and uplifted by these incredible women's stories, and I cannot wait to share them with you. So for today's quick coffee catch-up episode, I thought I'd do a little introduction to resilience, ready to dive much deeper into this topic with the guests in this series. So what even is resilience? So let's look at its dictionary definition. And I have here looked up four of the big top dictionaries, and let me just share with you what they think is resilience. So if you go onto dictionary.com, it says the ability of a person to adjust or recover readily from illness, adversity, major life changes, etc. The Oxford English Dictionary says the quality or fact of being able to recover or easily from or resist being affected by a misfortune, shock, illness, etc. Robustness. And the Cambridge Dictionary, the ability to be happy, successful again after something difficult or bad has happened. Merriam-Webster Dictionary, an ability to recover from or adjust easily to misfortune or change. And the Collins Dictionary, to recover easily and quickly from unpleasant or damaging events. So what struck me here is that even the dictionaries can't quite agree on what exactly resilience is. So I am going to be asking each of my guests in this upcoming series what resilience means to them. And I also have two other questions I'm going to ask every single guest at the end of each of these episodes in this series. And so I thought for this coffee catch-up episode, I would answer these three questions myself and share with you what my answers would be to these three questions I'm going to be sharing with all my guests. So let's talk about that first question. Resilience is dot, dot, dot. Like, what does it mean to you? Like, as I just showed you, there's a sort of theme in the dictionary definitions, but it's not an exact measure. Some of them talk about bouncing back. Some of them talk about being able to easily recover. Some of them talk about being happy again. There's all sorts of different sort of iterations of the same kind of theme of coming back. And I believe, for me, resilience is being able to get back up when you get knocked down. And we're all going to get knocked down many, many, many times in our lives. And the more we can develop that mindset that helps us deal with this, the easier we're going to be able to cope with setbacks and disappointments. And that is why, for me, resilience is so key when you're running your own business, to build that muscle of being able to get back up, because we're going to get knocked down time and time and time again in the running of our business. So being able to get back up, for me, is really what resilience is. And I don't believe there's anything easy about it. And that is, I think, for me, what's different, how I see resilience, to some of those dictionary definitions. I think the idea that you can easily just bounce back from whatever comes your way is a little bit misguided, because I don't think it's easy for anyone. Even the most resilient person who has done the most work on their resilient mindset is still going to find it a challenge. But it's how you get through that challenge and get back to the other side is what the resilience is. And the second question I'm going to be asking all my guests is, what would you say to the woman who is listening to this episode who's currently facing setback after setback? So for me, I know this woman. I am this woman. I have faced so many setbacks, disappointments, challenges in the businesses that I have run today. And I am not there yet. I am not at my level of success that I feel confident and happy with. I am still working towards it. I believe it's possible for me. I certainly have days where I doubt that, but I'm working on strengthening my mindset to believe that fully. And when I believe that fully, that's when it's going to happen for me. And I know that 100%. It's all within me. I need to start to believe it fully, 100%. And that is when things will start to turn. And so what I would say to the woman who is facing all those setbacks is look for the learnings. Look for what you are being taught in those moments, because every time we have a disappointment or what we may perceive as a failure or a setback, there will be a significant learning point for us. And we need to look for those, because that is what is going to help us to grow next time and do things better. Because we could, you know, sit in our victim mentality and we could feel frustrated and unjustified and feel that life is unjust and unfair, that these things happening to us and other people seem to be making such a go of things and making such success, and why is this happening to us and why are we not having that same level of success? But that for me is not a helpful place to be, because when you're in that mentality, you stay in that mentality. So it's about breaking out of that and saying, okay, this is a disappointment. This is a setback. I am really gutted about this. And I think that's really key to acknowledge that. We need to acknowledge that we are upset, that we are saddened, that we are disappointed, that we're fed up. All these emotions, we've got to get out and we've got to acknowledge and accept those emotions. But then it's the then what. And for me, the then what is looking at, what is this teaching me? What have I learned? And often we can say, okay, yeah, this did happen. That was unfortunate, but perhaps I could have done X, Y, or Z. Or perhaps next time I won't do this. Or I can see now that this wasn't the path that I was meant to be on. I know now that this path over here is the right way for me to go. So it's looking for those learnings in every time we get a setback, a disappointment, something doesn't go right, looking for what it is that we can learn and take from it. Because the more we can accept failing, the quicker we'll get to where we want to go. Because nobody gets to where they want to go without facing failures, setbacks, disappointments. So the quicker we accept that these are going to happen, and they're going to happen often, the quicker we can get to where we want to go. And then the third question I'm going to be asking all my guests is, if you could recommend one thing to help build that resilient mindset, what would it be? And this could be an activity, a daily practice, a book, a podcast, someone to follow, just something that you think would really help somebody to build that resilient mindset. For me, there's just so many things. It's really hard to pin down kind of one thing. So I'm just going to give you a couple of my thoughts on this. And one is to find somebody that inspires you and go back to their content whenever you need a bit of a reboot, a bit of a boost. Find somebody that you just love to listen to, love to watch, find their content so inspiring, love their story. You know, it could be a Mel Robbins, a Tony Robbins, a Gabby Bernstein. You know, there's so many incredible, wonderful thought leaders out there. Find somebody that you really, really resonate. And then whenever you're sort of feeling a bit doubtful, feeling low, then go binge their content. Go on their Instagram, watch their videos, go and listen to their podcast episodes, read their books, get immersed in their world that will re-inspire you. So that is one tip I would say. And also another wonderful thing for me is having a sort of some kind of daily ritual, daily routine, daily non-negotiables, whatever you want to call it, but something that is for you that you do every day. And even if it's just a few minutes, like for me, it's claiming my morning. So it is getting up just 10 minutes before the kids get up and need to start getting ready for school. That gives me that 10 minutes. And all I do is a very, very short morning practice of a few breathing techniques, a couple of affirmations, some stretches, and just thinking about what I was grateful for from the day before. And that is really it. It's literally 10 minutes, but that is my time and that is my non-negotiable. And that really, really helps me set my mindset in the right way for the day. So then when those challenges and those setbacks come up, I'm much more able to deal with them because I've started my morning in that way, in the way that I wanted to start my morning. So those are my kind of couple of things I would say would really, really help you building that resilient mindset. So I hope that's been interesting for you. I cannot wait to get going with this series very, very soon. I'm going to be launching the first episode with my first wonderful guest, Naomi Holbrook. And this is going to be such an incredible episode. I've just recorded it. Honestly, it's so, so inspiring. She has such a wonderful story to tell. And I truly, truly believe that we grow through what we go through. So challenges, setbacks, disappointments, failures, all these things that we have to go through help us grow so much and become so much stronger for it. So when you're in the thick of things and you're in the bottom of the pit and feeling like, where is this going and what's the way out? Knowing that people have dug themselves out over and over and over again and learning tips from how they've done things is just going to be so, so inspiring. So that is why I'm so excited for this Resilient Mindset series. Can't wait to get going with you and see you very soon. If you enjoyed this episode of the Mindset Map podcast, I would so appreciate it if you could just take a few moments to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, because it really helps other people to find the podcast too. And make sure you are following so you don't miss any future episodes.